Welcome back to the Java with Sugar podcast presented by The Absolute. My name is Sean Doherty, and I'm a solutions consultant on our sales enablement team. And I'm joined here today by a special guest, Nana Gregg. Nana, I'll pass it off to you. And why don't you start by introducing yourself and talking a bit about your experience both in the industry and with PSA?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Sean. I'm so excited to be on the podcast today. So, as Sean said, my name is Nana Gregg. I'm a solution architect here at dAbsolute. I have been in the Salesforce space since around 2007, so really long time, and have been working with Certinia since 2011. So they were a very small company at the time and implemented several of their packages, managed their tools as a customer, and then now working as a consultant. I'm also a member of the Salesforce MVP Hall of Fame and just a general Salesforce and Certinia nerd.
So that's right, folks. We brought out a Hall of Famer. We got the big hitters for this episode. So super excited to get us started here. So once again, this is our third arc of the podcast, and this one's centered around modernizing service organizations through automation. And in today's episode, we're going to cover how PSA is the missing link in your resource and project management strategy. So to kick this episode off, I wanted to start by talking about how PSA differs from other solutions that are available in the market. So the first main differentiator for PSA is that it's developed natively on the Salesforce platform. And this is great because not only can you take advantage of the various features of the platform, like the security model, the automation capabilities, and more, but you also can seamlessly integrate with other Salesforce applications and data, giving you that unified view of the customer and their engagements. Now, another big differentiator I see with PSA is the ability to configure and personalize the solution to fit your business requirements and processes without needing a developer to write any code. And this is all thanks to PSA's support for declarative programming. Now, as an expert in the industry, I'm interested to hear about some of the other ways you feel PSA differs from some other solutions in the market, Nana.
Yeah, Sean, I think you hit the nail on the head with the first two. Absolutely. Those are usually the first that I talk about. In addition to that, I think one of the things that PSA differentiates itself with is the inputs and the outputs that come from the tool. A lot of PSA tools just focus straight just on things that happen within the confines of the project itself. Whereas PSA provides the ability to do that pre-planning, and then ensure that you can connect to other tools so that you have those project outputs that you need to run the business. So again, that sort of living on the platform, you can really look at that overarching pattern of that project, the inputs, the outputs, and everything that happens in between. In addition, a lot of customers that I've worked with, they don't actually have a PSA solution.
That's a good point.
So, when they're thinking of doing something, it's not necessarily a looking for a tool that's better than what they have. It's looking for a tool. They're using, they have different pockets and groups of people and business units that have their own processes, that have their own shadow IT tools that they've put into place, maybe Excel spreadsheets. And with the benefit of the platform, right, we can bring all of those groups together, get them in one centralized solution, maybe solidify some business processes, right? Streamline those and pull data into a centralized database so that you can do full reporting company-wide, and really have a better understanding for everything that's going on in your services business.
You brought up a lot of great points there, Nana, and specifically talking about how, a lot of our clients now either they don't have a solution or a lot of this data is siloed in various different solutions. So really being able to encapsulate both project and resource management on one platform, unifying all of that data is just such a valuable point.
You've got it.
So we talked about project management or we talked about PSA as a whole, but now I want to switch focus and talk about resource management specifically, and how you feel PSA really enhances resource management for service delivery companies that adopt the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Resource management is so incredibly important. And it's one of the harder things to kind of get your arms around, understanding the capacity of your resources, how they're working, where they're working, and how much availability you have as well. Making sure they're not overworking is also in the mix. So by providing tools like the work planners, resource planners, and even the resource request optimizer, so you can streamline and optimize your resourcing needs, view resourcing capacity by multiple facets, and quickly and efficiently make adjustments as needed. So PSA focuses on resource management, and it can really be a game changer to any customer. You know, in addition, PSA comes with some pre-built capacity planning tools with analytics that can really change the game and help you visualize your resourcing landscape all the way into the future, so that you can really know when you need to hire, when you need to train people up, right? And be able to bob and weave as your business changes.
And those are such great points. You know, it's not even just about the process for how you do these actual resource assignments and things like that. The process is great on the system, but it's the added benefit of the analytics and the insight into how you go about those processes and making sure you're doing them correctly. Such a value adder, and I really, really like that point.
Exactly. It's, you know, they're not just providing the tool to do all of the things, but they're really providing this larger solution, so that you can step back and not just work in that 10,000 foot view, but really look at the 50,000 foot view and make better decisions.
I like that point a lot. So we talked about resource management. Now let's go to the flip side and talk about project management specifically and how the tool really helps companies with that aspect of their project delivery.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of PSA tools sort of separate the two, resource management and project management. And with PSA, they're very much layered together. Tools like the Project Task Gantt, where you can manage not only the milestones and all the tasks to be completed in a really agile manner, but you can really manage very closely all the project task assignments and get down to the very nitty-gritty and the detail about the people that are working on those tasks. In addition, one of the things that I think is really great, we talked about it at the beginning about PSA being on the Salesforce platform, is that Certinia has been really taking advantage of all the great new features that Salesforce has been rolling out to improve that user experience, providing workspaces as a one-stop shop for a PM. So she has everything she needs at her fingertips to just manage multiple projects and provide an excellent customer experience without clicking, without looking around. It can be all right there on one page in front of her. In addition, all of the automations. So, because of the declarative tools of the Salesforce platform, you can provide many automations to suggest things to the project manager to make their job easier by automating closures of things as projects proceed through the life cycle. So it's just a game changer. Again, I keep using that word, but it really is
It
being on the
rings true.
Salesforce platform.
You know, so those are a lot of great points we talked about for resource and project management, how the tool can enable you and really enhance your current processes, finding the gaps in those processes, and just helping you further get better, grow, and scale. So I want to switch focus here. And for this last section of this episode, I want to talk about some of the current and future trends that we've been noticing in PSA. So for me, an obvious current trend to point out would be the rise of remote work enablement. And that's something that's really picked up over the past couple of years. The shift to remote work has increased, and the popularity and necessity for a PSA solution increases along with that. And so by enhancing that remote collaboration, project tracking, and communication among those distributed teams, PSA has positioned itself as an ideal tool for professional service companies with a remote workforce. Nana, what are some of the future trends that you believe will have big effects on PSA?
Yeah, Sean, I completely agree with your topic about remote work. You know, being able to access PSA anywhere on any device removes those barriers for the remote worker, right? They can do their
Exactly.
job. They don't have to be in a certain space to do it. And being on the platform, PSA allows that. One of the things that I'm really excited about is how AI can really help provide some great insights
Oh, yeah.
to the service organization. Being able to provide things like project trends in things like a project burn or future capacity needs, right? Being able to see out into the future and have projections, have the system tell you based on your historical data what you should be expecting is super exciting. And combining those AI capabilities with the power of analytics on the platform to visualize that information is just super awesome. And it really gets me excited about helping service organizations with the tool.
Yeah, and I fully agree with you. The potential is immense, and we're really just in the infancy of this. It's going to get a lot bigger, and I think it's going to have a huge effect on how people interact with PSA solutions and deliver their projects as a whole. So,
Absolutely. And you know what? The more time you have on the environment as well, the more projects, the more data that you can track in that centralized tool, the better insights AI can provide.
That's a great point, right? It's just like this snowball, and it just keeps rolling down the hill and getting better and better at what it's doing. So it's great to hear that, the solution could even, enhance itself and learn through the various data points you have. And as those data points grow, so does the capabilities of that automation. So really great points there, Nana. Well, folks, this concludes our second episode of Arc 3. In the next episode, we're going to continue this discussion we had around current PSA trends and what the future holds. So thank you. Please make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast to support us, and follow our LinkedIn page to stay up to date on any new episodes or announcements. Thanks, and I hope to see you in the next one.